This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. NASA has unveiled a futuristic experimental jet plane. It's dubbed the X-43A, and it set a new speed record. It was the first jet to fly at 7 times the speed of sound, 5,000 miles per hour. So imagine flying from New York to L.A. in less than an hour. Here to talk about it is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday and a regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day. Hi, Ira.
Hi there, Madeline.
Now, this plane sounds pretty special, but doesn't NASA have other craft, like the space shuttle, that fly a lot faster than this jet?
Well, that's the point. This plane is an airplane. And, you know, I mean, we might be splitting hairs here, but the shuttle is actually a rocket. And the differences between a space plane and a rocket is that a rocket carries its own fuel with it, and also it carries its own oxygen to breathe. That's why you see that giant external tank on the shuttle. This is an aircraft, so it breathes air coming in from the outside, you know, like we all do breathe the air. And also, unlike the shuttle, this employs a new kind of jet called a scramjet. And so it doesn't need this giant bulk of fuel tank, and it flies with a whole different kind of technology.
Does it take off from the ground like a regular jet plane?
Not really. This model is just a test plane, and it's very tiny. It's only 12 feet long, and it has to be taken up to an altitude of about 95,000 feet. It sits under the wings of a B-52 bomber, and in this test, they drop it from beneath the B-52. It has a little booster rocket that takes it up to 95,000 feet. Then the booster rocket separates, and the scramjet kicks in, and kicks the speed of this little guy up to 5,000 miles per hour. And on this test, it flew on its own for a few seconds, sending data back to NASA engineers who are analyzing it even as we speak. And the jet then crashed, or landed, as NASA likes to put it, into the Pacific Ocean, as it was supposed to do. It is a disposable test jet. But by all accounts, it was a very successful test flight.
So no one's going to be flying from New York to L.A. anytime soon unless...
Oh, no, not quite. This is quite tiny, and it's just a prototype, and it really was just to test the feasibility of the scramjet. Could it actually work? Could it fly that high, and could it actually be maneuverable at these high speeds? Now, remember the Concorde, which is no longer in service? That flew at, what, Mach 2? That was 2 times the speed of sound, and it's hoped that this new kind of jet, this new kind of engine, can go at 10 times the speed of sound or more, which would be ushering the age of a new age of hypersonic speed, they call it, faster than the speed of sound. And they're hoping that they'll continue to be able to develop and test the scramjet.
So what does this mean for us, for us here on the ground in terms of air travel?
Well, if they actually can prove that this works and they can create planes that fly at 5 times or 10 times the speed of sound, you're talking about 7,500 miles per hour. And you talked about us flying from New York to Los Angeles in under an hour. 7,500 miles an hour, you can fly from New York to Honolulu in under an hour or so.
So much for JetBlue.
Right. That's a big meal you got to take.
Thanks, Ira.
You're welcome.
Ira Flatow is host of NPR Science Friday, and I'm Madeline Brand.